RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news from the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo arrived in California for ASEAN-US Summit. Indonesian government to launch village map to accelerate development. General Election Commission, KPU, expected government and parliament support. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo starts his second visit to the United States. He arrived at Palm Springs International Airport, California, on Sunday, 14th February 2016 afternoon local time, or Monday, 15th February 2016 morning Jakarta time. From airport, Indonesian delegation went to Indian Wells, California for ASEAN-US Summit that will be held on February 15 to 16. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to lead discussion on terrorism during the summit. President will use the opportunity to share Indonesian experiences as the biggest Muslim-majority country on building tolerance, preventing radicalism, and fighting terrorism, President said before he left Jakarta, escorted by presidential communication team in its press release on Monday. The PDIP politician will also promote cooperation on small and medium enterprises, entrepreneurship, and innovation to increase prosperity in the region. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to go back to Indonesia on Friday, February 19th. Indonesia's village, underdeveloped regions, and transmigration minister Marwan Jafar said he will be mapping 5,000 underdeveloped villages throughout Indonesia so the process of rural and village developments can be accelerated. The ministry will also speed up 2,000 self-sufficient villages. The mapping is done so that development programs will run fast and accurate, Marwan said in a statement on Monday, February 15, 2016. The target of the development is to reduce the number of underdeveloped villages of up to 5,000. Meanwhile, to increase the number of self-sufficient villages, the ministry targets about 2,000 villages. One of the acceleration agenda to realize the plan is by mapping those villages. The ministry said Marwan is amid following up collaboration with the Geospatial Information Agency, or BIG, and to soon release village maps. The launch is scheduled to be done on Tuesday, February 16th. BIG Chief Priyadi Cardono said, besides the launching of Map Village, he will also be holding a national seminar in Yogyakarta on February 24th and will be attended by related ministries and agencies, mass media, stakeholders, universities, government, and private employees. Commissioner of the Indonesian General Election Commission, Hadar Nafis Gumai, expressed hope that the government and the parliament would formulate regulations to resolve issues occurred openly during elections, namely the general election and the regional election. It was conveyed after attending the 2017 concurrent regional election schedule launching on Monday in Jakarta. According to him, there are several issues that keep rising during the election, namely the funding issue, election dispute, and the voter list.
Kami sangat berharap dana itu
we hope that the funds should be delivered earlier or at least in time when the election to be conducted. Secondly, regarding election dispute, we hope we can finish disputes that should have been finished to be able to conduct re-election. Regarding the voter list, we hope that the government data input should be enough with revised data. Moreover, Hadar Nafis Gumai also hoped that the government and the parliament will be able to accommodate the needs to provide polling stations in health facilities such as hospitals. According to him, the General Election Commission has to accommodate people's right to vote. However, such obligation is oftenly constrained, especially for people undergoing treatments in hospitals. The Indonesian General Election Commission, KPU, launched schedule for the 2017 regional election to be held on Wednesday 15th of February 2017. It was conveyed by Chairman of KPU, Husni Kamil Manik, at a press conference on Monday in Jakarta. Husni Kamil Manik explained that the date determination will become benchmark for regional election all preparation series. We decided that the benchmark of all program design for regional election, as well as the schedule on February 15, 2017, I repeat, the benchmark for the 2017 concurrent regional election plan is on Wednesday, February 15, 2017. Furthermore, Husni Kamil Manik mentioned that there are 101 regions that should conduct the 2017 concurrent regional election as scheduled. It consists of 7 provinces, 18 cities, and 76 regencies. The 7 provinces, namely Aceh, Bangka Belitung, Jakarta, Banten, Gorontalo, West Sulawesi, Papua, and West Papua. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG, has said the Greater Jakarta area will likely see heavy rainfall starting on Monday, February 15th, and continuing through Wednesday, February 17th. BMKG spokesman Haritirto Jatmiko said the agency also predicted that the rainfall would increase in intensity from Monday onward. Moreover, high-intensity rainfall is expected to occur in several provinces throughout Indonesia, such as West Sumatra, Riau Islands, Bangka Belitung, South Sumatra, Jambi, Lampung, Banten, Yogyakarta, Central Java, East Java, Bali, West Nusa Tenggara, West Kalimantan, Central Kalimantan, and the southern part of Papua. In a statement, Harisat sent to the JakartaPost.com, adding that the BMKG also called on disaster-prone areas to take special precautions. Rain with strong winds struck Jakarta on Sunday, causing the roof of a gate on the Cikunir 2 toll road to collapse. The toll road authorities temporarily closed the road and directed traffic to the Halim area. No casualties were reported in the incident. The regional government has been urged to identify a river area which could potentially cause flash flood. The government and the local residents must also be able to identify it to the destructive and swift nature of flash flood. Rivers which upstream are at the slopes of Mount Merapi and Merbabu, as well as in Dieng area, have flash flood characteristics, said Agus Mariono, a member of Indonesian Disaster Expert Association of Flood and Drought Working Unit. Agus conveyed the warning in a discussion forum on flash flood in Klaten. In the forum, the head of study and implementation of rainmaking technology of BPPT's Artificial Rain Technical Implementation Unit, Trihandoko Seto, revealed potential disasters include flash flood, landslides, and tornadoes as the peak of rainy season draws near next March. Tri said, stronger wind in the western area since Thursday has resulted in the massive growth of clouds in southern part of Indonesia, such as southern part of Sumatra, Java, Bali, and Nusa Tenggara. Therefore, Agus considers that people must get specific information on flash flood. Rivers with flash flood characteristics is usually situated at the band of critical slopes with low rock composition and stacked with landslide materials and dead trees. The last item. The Supreme Audit Agency, or BPK, has warned the government over 1.3 trillion rupiah, or $96.25 million, in potential state losses relating to a cooperation between state-owned hotel operator PT Hotel Indonesia Natur and shopping mall operator PT Grand Indonesia. The partnership was initiated between Hotel Natur and PT Cipta Karya Bumi Indah to develop fallow land near Hotel Indonesia through a build, operate, and transfer agreement in which Cipta Karya acts as the BOT rights recipient from Hotel Natur. However, the agreement was violated and may lead to state losses as a result of contract period revision, low compensation rate against income percentage, and the use of right to build or HGB certificate as a debt collateral, the BPK said in an audit report. Grand Indonesia, as stated in the BPK's report, became the new contract holder in the revised agreement and registered the HGB certificate as collateral to obtain bank loans in contravention of the prior agreement, which contained a clause prohibiting a transfer of contract and the use of the HGB certificate as collateral. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo arrived in California for ASEAN-US Summit. Indonesian government to launch village map to accelerate development. General Election Commission KPU expected government and parliament support. That was the news.
Listener, our commentary today entitled, It's Timely for Governor's Role to be Optimized. A total of 7 governors, each of them accompanied by a vice governor, were officially inaugurated by President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta on Friday. Such inauguration was only the second ever took place in Indonesia. Jakarta's current governor, Basuki Cahayapurnama, was the first governor inaugurated in the palace during the era of President Joko Widodo. At the inauguration of regional heads, this time President Joko Widodo set a new trend. After signing the minutes of inauguration, President Joko Widodo gave a speech, something unusual that has never been done before. It is said that changes in the composition and tradition of the governors and the vice governors' inauguration were initiated by President Jokowi himself. What is implied in the new tradition of the governors' inauguration? Apparently, there is an implicit message from the president that the governor is the right hand of the president in the regions. This means that the governors shall perform their role as the representative of the central government. In his speech, President Joko Widodo clearly stated that the governors and vice governors shall not only serve as a head of the region but also act as the representative of the central government in their respective areas. They shall assist the president in carrying out programs and strategy priorities of the central government. The government system with the principle of regional autonomy has been running more than a decade. During the time, many governors did not function optimally. They were viewed helpless in supervising or controlling the district city governments. Governors, as the head of the provincial government within the frame of regional autonomy, should be present as the representative of the central government in such areas. They were often helpless against district cities that apply a policy that does not comply with the policy direction of the central government. They also could not do anything against districts or cities that ignore the rules and policies set by the central government. The provincial governments were also unable to bridge the policies of the central government and regional level. All parties need to support Joko Widodo's Kalas government measures who want to strengthen the role of the governor. It is timely for the mechanism of administration system with the principle of regional autonomy to be optimized. This is by optimizing the role of the governor as the representative of the central government in each region. The provincial government must be present as the representative of the central government and unite the entire region. Governors must be present to evenly distribute development in their own areas, otherwise the existence of the unitary state would be disturbed, and it may spark jealousy between central administration and regional government. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to our regular program, Today in History. We begin today's edition with an event occurred in February 15, 1958, when the Revolutionary Government of the Republic of Indonesia was established. In February 10, 1958, the chairman of Banteng Council in West Sumatra, Ahmad Hussein, proclaimed the establishment of Revolutionary Government of the Republic of Indonesia in Padang, West Sumatra, with Syafruddin Prawiranegara as its prime minister. The Revolutionary Government of the Republic of Indonesia, or PRRI's proclamation, which was announced in Padang in February 15, 1958, received response from Eastern Indonesia. Ahmad Hussein proclaimed the PRRI establishment after his ultimatum towards the central government, stating that Juanda cabinet had to disband in 5 times 24 hours was not responded. The Revolutionary Government of the Republic of Indonesia was a movement amidst the turbulent political condition on which there were instability in government, corruption, debates in the constituent, as well as the conflict among the people of the presidential conception. Finally, in August 1958, the resistance of PRRI was stated to end, and the central government in Jakarta controlled again the regions which joined PRRI. We continue with an event in 2003, when the global protest against the Iraq war in 600 cities of the world became the greatest protest in the world. In February 15, 2003, around 10 million people in 600 cities of the world had a rally to protest the invasion against Iraq, which became the greatest anti-war rally in the war. Protest against Iraq invasion was seen as an international movement because everyone involved in it coordinated themselves in the global struggle. However, the global movement could not stop the US from invading Iraq. It was because US, despite of being condemned by the world and having not authorization from the UN, was supported by soldiers from England, Australia and Poland. The invasion against Iraq began in March 20, 2003 because US assumed Saddam Hussein was hiding mass destruction weapon. Listener, we end the Today in History with an event in February 15, 1989, when Syafruddin Prawiranegara passed away. Syafruddin Prawiranegara was the right hand of Soekarno and Hatta. Therefore, no wonder if the man with Minang and Banten blood had held several important positions, such as Bank Indonesia's governor, finance minister, welfare minister, deputy prime minister, and even received mandate to establish the emergency government of the Republic of Indonesia. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. In today's edition, it's on Indonesia to lead discussion on terrorism at US ASEAN Leaders Summit. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. President Joko Widodo, together with some relevant ministers, including the Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi, will attend US ASEAN Leaders Summit taking place from 15 to 16 of February 2016 in Sunnyland, California, United States. President Joko Widodo is slated to be the main speaker in the meeting, such as the U.S. ASEAN Business Council, and in one session of the U.S. ASEAN Leaders Summit, which discusses terrorism. Indonesia's success in overcoming the terrorist bombings that occurred on January 14 at Sarinah Shopping Center, Jakarta, has made the United States President Barack Obama impressed. President Obama had formally asked President Joko Widodo to be a keynote speaker on terrorism in the U.S. ASEAN Leaders Summit. Director of Dialogue, Partnership and Cooperation among ASEAN Region of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Dery Aman, told RRI World Service recently in Jakarta that the reason President Obama chose President Joko Widodo as the leader of the speakers at the session on terrorism because the United States saw the effort made by Indonesia in dealing with terrorist attack on January the 14th. He explained the U.S. felt that Indonesia has the best potential in the face of the threat of terrorism among other ASEAN countries. Moreover, in the context of world peace and security related to the missile that has been launched by North Korea, Indonesia will remain consistent in promoting its views. Indonesia is not going to let the North Korean government violate the UN Security Council resolution, for it would disturb stability in the region.
Alasan Obama minta Indonesia tentunya yang paling recent mendapatkan serangan teror.
The reasons President Obama asked Indonesia, certainly the most recent to get a terrorist attack is of course Indonesia, just on January the 14th, and all recognized the And in the international community, all recognize how Indonesia dealt with the terrorist attack on January the 14th and before that. So it was clear that among the ASEAN member countries, it could be said Indonesia has much experience, has the best potential in tackling it, and it may also be said that the threat of terrorism in Indonesia is also high. So, if we compare Indonesia with 9 other ASEAN member countries, of course, we agree that the one who deserves to lead the issue on counter-terrorism and extremism, yes, it's Indonesia. Meanwhile, in the same occasion, spokesman of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Armanata Kristiawan Nasir, said that Indonesia is in the spotlight of the international community when dealing with the 14th of January attack. According to Armanata Nasir, the international community highly appreciates the professionalism of the Indonesian security forces in dealing with the tragedy in a short time and quickly. Other than through the military approach, Indonesia also did a fine job by organizing interreligious dialogues and other prevention measures. The discussion on terrorism will be raised at the second session of the U.S. ASEAN Leaders Summit, which will take place on January the 16th. The session will also discuss maritime cooperation and combating cross-border crime. Previous to the first session on February the 15th, the leaders of ASEAN member countries and the United States will discuss economic cooperation. Indonesia will bring the issue of development of micro, small, and medium enterprises, in addition to the information technology industry and the utilization of the digital economy that is growing in Indonesia. On that day, the United States government as the host will bring 3 CEOs of big companies to talk directly to the leaders of ASEAN member countries. After the completion of the first session, the meeting will be followed by dinner while discussing the strategic course of the ASEAN region. On that occasion, Indonesia will present the efforts of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno LP Marsudi, in maintaining stability in the Middle East region after tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia. That was Focus of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo started his second visit to the United States. He arrived at Palm Springs International Airport, California, on Sunday, February 14, 2016, afternoon, local time, or Monday, February 15, 2016, morning, Jakarta time. From airport, Indonesian delegation went to Indian Wells, California for ASEAN-US summit that will be held on February 15th to 16th. Indonesia's village, underdeveloped regions and transmigration minister Marwan Jafar said he will be mapping 5,000 underdeveloped villages throughout Indonesia so the process of rural and village developments can be accelerated. Commissioner of the Indonesian General Election Commission, Hadar Nafis Gumai, expressed hope that the government and the parliament would formulate regulations to resolve issues occurred openly during elections, namely the general election and the regional election. The Indonesian General Election Commission launched schedule for the 2017 regional election to be held on Wednesday 15th of February 2017. It was conveyed by Chairman of KPU Husni Kamil Manik at a press conference on Monday in Jakarta. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency has said the Greater Jakarta area will likely see heavy rainfall starting on Monday, February 15th and continuing through Wednesday, February 17th. BMKG spokesman Hari Tirto Jatmiko said the agency also predicted that the rainfall would increase in intensity from Monday onward. The regional government has been urged to identify river area which could potentially cause flash flood. The government and the local residents must also be able to identify it due to the destructive and swift nature of flash flood. The Supreme Audit Agency, or BPK, has warned the government of over 1.3 trillion rupiah, or $96.25 million, in potential state losses relating to a cooperation between state-owned hotel operator PT Hotel Indonesia Natur and shopping mall operator PT Grand Indonesia. That was news in brief.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line through Voice of Indonesia PO Box 1157 Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to East Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Listeners, North Timur Tengah is one of regencies in East Nusa Tenggara province. The regency is located at the border with Okusi District, East Timor. The regency is decided to be one of four regencies in Indonesia as governance border travel area by the central government. Because of that, regional government begins to prepare and to provide a number of leading tourist destinations. In this regency, there are three borders which become mainstay, namely Wini at North Insana Utara Sub-District, Napan at North Bekomi Sub-District, and Haumeni Ana at Bekomi Nilulat Sub-District. Border gate which become mainstay in North Timor Tengah Regency is Wini. Wini will become pilot project because this regency has the biggest tourism potential and also level of tourist arrivals, either local, domestic, or foreign tourists. Listeners, the location of Wini border has interesting tourism attraction, especially beach. One of them is Tanjung Bastian Beach. Tanjung Bastian Beach is located in the north of North Timor Tengah Regency and has a distance
60 km from Kefamenanu City, the capital city of North Timor Tengah Regency. The location of the beach is strategic because it can be accessed easily by using land transportation. Tanjung Bastian Beach is known with white sand and clear seawater. Local people are very friendly and polite, so Tanjung Bastian Beach becomes a safe and comfortable place for tourists. Listeners, touring to Tanjung Bastian Beach, you can enjoy natural panorama, coral gorge, white sand, mangrove trees, which are occupied by bats and monkeys. When twilight, set your time to enjoy sunset. Some cottages have been built along the coastline. If you want to take a rest, you can rent this cottage. There are also restaurants which will serve various seafood. Listeners, different from beach in general in Indonesia, Tanjung Bastian Beach becomes not only a tourism object, but also as a place to host sport events, such as horse racing. Horse racing lined at Tanjung Bastian Beach is the most beautiful one throughout Indonesia, because it has natural white sand. At the south, there is a tribune for audience, which can accommodate around 100 persons. This location has been routinely used as horse racing competition. At least the competition is held 3 to 4 times a year. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Tanjung Bastian Beach. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listeners, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Membuka Tabungan, which in English means opening saving account, stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Besok siang, which means tomorrow afternoon. Waktu luang, which means free time. Menemani, which means to accompany. Bank, which means bank. Membuka tabungan, which means to open saving account. Kantor, which means office. Pertama-tama, which means initially. Mempersiapkan, which means to prepare. Dokumen, which means document. Kartu tanda penduduk, which means identity card. Surat izin mengemudi, which means driving license. Diperlukan, which means needed. Kartu keluarga, which means family card. Nomor pokok wajib pajak, which means tax ID number. Fotokopi, which means copy. Now listen. listener, we give you an example of conversation entitled Membuka Tabungan, or in English means opening saving account. The conversation is between A. Nita and B. Dewi in front of the house. A. Nita, apakah kamu besok siang ada waktu luang? Apakah kamu besok siang ada waktu luang? Which means, do you have free time tomorrow afternoon? Apakah kamu bisa menemani saya ke bank? Apakah kamu bisa menemani saya ke bank? Which means, can you accompany me to the bank? Saya mau membuka tabungan di bank dekat kantor. Saya mau membuka tabungan di bank dekat kantor. Which means, I want to open saving account at the bank near our office. B. Dewi, ya bisa. Pertama-tama kamu harus mempersiapkan dulu persyaratannya. Ya bisa. Pertama-tama kamu harus mempersiapkan dulu persyaratannya. Which means, yes, I can. But firstly, you should prepare the requirement. Apa saja dokumennya? A. Nita, apa saja dokumennya? Which means, what is the document? B. Dewi, persyaratannya adalah kartu identitas diri seperti. Persyaratannya adalah kartu identitas diri seperti. Which means, the documents are kartu tanda penduduk atau kartu tanda penduduk atau. Which means, identity card or surat izin mengemudi. Surat izin mengemudi, which means driving license. Pada bank tertentu diperlukan kartu keluarga atau nomor pokok wajib pajak. Pada bank tertentu diperlukan kartu keluarga atau nomor pokok wajib pajak, which means in a certain bank, family card or tax ID number is also needed. Lebih baik semua difotokopi saja dulu. Lebih baik semua difotokopi saja dulu, which means it is better if you make a copy of all card. A. Nita, baiklah, terima kasih, sampai besok. Baiklah, terima kasih, sampai besok, which means alright, thank you, see you tomorrow. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We will meet again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Hernita, in our regular segment of Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to a talented Indonesian female kroncong singer, Sumiati. Listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Bandar Jakarta by Sumiati. Happy listening. Thank you. About the beauty of the city. The capital city of the unitary state of Indonesia is protected by a beautiful thousand islands. When the dusk coming, Jakarta beach is getting more enchantment. White birds fluttering accompany the fishing boats that is ready to sail the sea. Besides Sumiati, the song has also been sung by other Indonesian keroncong singers. Sumiati is a singer who has dedicated a lot of keroncong songs, which especially tell about Betawi or Jakarta. Artistic talent she has inherited from his father, who is a gamelan artist. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Kicir Kicir by Sumiati. Happy listening.
Kicir-kicir nama lagunya.
Kicir Kicir is the song of Jakartan or Batavian people. Although it is a traditional song, but the song is known in the whole part of Indonesia. The song is also usually presented in many important events of national or international levels. The cheerful song is later presented in Kroncong Jendri. Although it is an old song, Kicir Kicir can be enjoyed until this time. Listener, Sumiarti is the sibling of the singers Mus Mulyadi and Mus Mujono. In 1968, Sumiarti and Bram Titali, or better known as Bram Aceh, released their album, Jangan Duka. Sumiarti, who began her career as Kroncong singer in the 1960s, often won several Kroncong singing competitions. Her art blood flowed to his son, Dian Pramana Putra, an Indonesian pop singer in the 1980s. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Kemayoran and Stambul Jampang by Sumiarti. Enjoy the songs and sampai jumpa.
Sayang, lajulah sampai
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Janji kasih harus putus. di tengah jalan, engkau kebintangan tinggi, aku hanya sembilan. Selama tercerai kasih, selama tercerai kasih,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.